Some of the best known music from the musical West Side Story, of course, by Leonard Bernstein. We celebrate Leonard Bernstein's 100th anniversary of his birth this year, which is pretty cool. And Shreveport Opera is doing exactly that with a production of West Side Story. No surprise there. Steve Akin, the artistic director of everybody knows this.
Mambo.
There you go. I had to get that in there. Does anybody who listens to the station, anybody not know that goes there? That's so cool. And I have a feeling probably no one would mind if you yelled that out.
That's right, from the house.
Yeah,
there you
go. Anyway, so talk about this. We're one of the first between the opera and the symphony combining on this. One of the first to do this unique version of West Side Story.
Right. It really is a unique version. It really is to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Bernstein. And I was fortunate enough to see this last year in Boulder, and it kind of, I got hooked on it and realized that given the challenges of the opera this year being out of our theater and the willingness of the Strand and the Symphony to come on board for this production, that we could create something really unique. And so we've got the orchestra on stage, and we stage it, West Side Story, in front of the orchestra.
Yeah.
And as you well know, because you are part of that symphony orchestra on stage.
I try really hard not to play because, you know, you have my son up there. I want to see him, but I've got great, as it turns out, I can see him really well. And to be honest, I was not sure what I was expecting to see it. It is staged.
It is fully staged, and the fact of the matter is your concerns that you had coming into this were my concerns too, is can you really pull this off? And I found myself at the end of the production in Boulder and last night as our final dress rehearsal occurred a little weepy at the end, the way you should be. And it's really a fabulous production, and the collaboration between the Shreveport Symphony and the opera and the Strand, I might add, it's really great to combine those three forces in this production. I'm really proud of the opera company. I'm proud of all of the performers in it. All of the leading roles are Sox artists, mm-hmm. and the supporting roles are both community members, right here from Shreveport-Bossier, and also a few former Sox artists that we brought back. Michael Butterman is conducting the Shreveport Symphony, and it really makes for a great night. It's a really wonderful way to celebrate the 100 years of Bernstein, and to think that we're all doing it together is a real testament, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking about this earlier, that I almost want you to market this season as a season of healing. And let me just explain that. You know, there's been so much in recent times, and we talk about, you know, things seem to be getting divisive and all of this, and yet you have two pieces that are basically about that, coming together two different cultures in each. You know, and by that I mean West Side Story and, of course, Madame Butterfly, which you're doing in the spring.
Right.
And in this, you know, the difference between the American kids and the Puerto Rican kids, and what does it amount to? It's a lack of understanding between the two cultures.
That's it, right. And in the end, they finally figure it out.
Yeah. And, you know, the original concept for the piece was actually two different sects. It was going to be East Side Story, and
right.
It was actually true. And it was going to be, you know, Jewish kids and non-Jewish kids. And during its gestation, it changed
right.
into that whole area.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a fascinating story. And I would love to say that I am, well-versed in all of the history of West Side Story, and I'm not. It is certainly a production and a musical that I have loved and I grew up with, and I've seen the movie and I've heard the recordings,
yeah.
and it lives within me, and I really love this production. I love the way that we're doing it, more than I had expected that I would, and And really, if people haven't bought tickets, there are tickets available. You should call us. You should call us now. You can call us right now at 227-9503, area code 318-227-9503. Or you can go online at shreveportopera.org and buy your tickets online. It's tonight. It's at 7:30. It's in the beautiful historic Strand Theater.
Right.
It's a win-win, no matter what.
And the music is so recognizable. I mean, everybody knows everything there, like this.
Yeah.
Place for us, peace and quiet and open air. Wait for us somewhere.
Somewhere, huh, from that. And talking about the staging, right?
Yeah.
So this is such a beautiful part of what you have for the staging. And you ought to talk about the stage direction part of this, because you've got this. But this moment where they all have the candles.
Right.
I mean, my gosh, I was watching this.
Our director, Bob New, has really incorporated the entire cast in that piece. Where they come out just one at a time with candles, and it, to me, each part of our entire ensemble gets to sing little bits of Somewhere, and it is such an enveloping moment for everyone to bring everybody together. And like you said, the message is a current message.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a very, very current message, and it should make all of us think when we're seeing that and be a little insightful.
Absolutely right. And of course, all of the songs are there. You know, I Feel Pretty and things like, I always liked from the time I kid, you know, Jet Song.
Yeah.
And this is great, great, great music.
The Jets are gonna have their day tonight.
And of course, that leads into tonight, you know, a wonderful song. And As a kid, when the show first came out, I know that my parents had the album. They played it. I heard it from the time I was little. I think all of these songs are part of our culture. So this is like the quintessential American opera show. It's both, really.
Absolutely. I mean, you can call it an opera. You can call it a musical theater piece. For me, it's so theatrical also, even in the way that we're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even in the way we're doing it. I think Bob New, our director... He also did direct this in Boulder, and I loved it so much. It's both simple and it's complicated. He uses the whole theater. He uses all of the cast. He uses this space. And to have done this in such a short period of time, our entire rehearsal period was about a week, and just a few days with the symphony. And the culmination of the hard work of the community, our artists, the symphony, Michael, you, Bob New, it has created this very, very special performance. And I think that even cast members have a difficult time at the end emotionally, because it's heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
You know, it's heart-wrenching.
You briefly mentioned, of course, that you have Sock Singers.
Yes.
In that, talk a little bit about these principles for those who don't really know.
Well, our Sox program is a program where we audition about 170 singers every year in New York City. We hear them from all over the country. And four of those singers are selected to come to Shreveport for the season. And they do a lot of outreach into schools and communities via concerts and school shows. But what they also receive is they get roles in our main stage productions, sometimes leading roles, sometimes supporting roles. Mm-hmm. In this case, they're all leading roles. Mm-hmm. Our tenor, Mark Tempesta, is our Tony. Flora Wall, our soprano, is Maria. Caitlin McMonagall is our Anita, and Spencer Reichman is our Riff. And it gives them real hands-on training in a leading role. It helps them be better performers down the road. Oftentimes in programs like this, they only get chorus parts. You know, mm-hmm. they only get tiny, tiny one-line roles. Here, my feeling is if we're going to be challenged with making them better performers, the only way you can learn that is by having your hind end up on stage in a leading role and learning your craft. And I'm so proud of all of them because they really pull this off. We had a few board members at the dress rehearsal last night, mm-hmm. both in tears at the end of the show, just saying it's fabulous. And again, the combination of his score, of Bernstein's score of West Side Story, combined with the talent of these young performers, well, you can't beat it. You can't beat it.
You're absolutely right. And you're talking about giving them an opportunity as part of their training to become even better artists.
Right.
But we're starting from an already extremely high point. So
yeah.
So just to clarify that, this is a production that has the best performers, both out in front of the orchestra. The ensemble music is absolutely outstanding as well. When you hear the entire chorus, I say choruses because they divide up both, you know, with the two groups of the guys and also with the women and all, but then there are some things they do together, but also with the outstanding playing of the orchestra. This is, if you love West Side Story, this is a production you have to see because
right.
it is so rarely done, and when it is, to have it done at this level of performance is just amazing.
Absolutely, and Kermit, I have to say that, you know, if you love West Side Story, you should go to this. If you love Shreveport Opera, you should go to this. Mm-hmm. If you love Shreveport Symphony and are not an opera attendee, you should go to this.
Oh, yeah.
Because let me tell you, you quickly mentioned the Shreveport Symphony and this score. It's an incredibly difficult score. And it sounds so fabulous. If you like music at all, you need to get your hind end out to see this show tonight. You know, it's really spectacular. And if you don't see it, you're missing something, because the only time you're going to get to see a production like this is tonight at 7:30 at the Strand Theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely correct. So for people to get tickets here, I have to throw a little bit of music.
Yeah.
This is such a beautiful moment of the piece too. You know, I Have a Love, which, love it. And very, very orchestral, which often makes me think that the original, I mean, think back to the original Broadway pit orchestras being confronted with this for the first time.
Yes.
They must have thought, what is this?
Yeah.
And the way it's written, I mean, you've got to have big string sections and all of that. I mean, the string parts divide like into eight sections or something, violin parts. But anyway, it's such great music. What do people need to do to get tickets?
It really is very simple. 318-227-9503. You can call our office right now, or you can visit us online at shreveportopera.org. Click on the West Side Story picture and it'll take you right to where you need to buy tickets.
Yeah, fabulous. So this is a production not to be missed. Again, West Side Story in a unique, it is a staged production, staged in front of the orchestra. All the drama is there, some of which is very chilling, but then also very exciting. And, you know, all the songs, you know, Officer Krupke, all of the things that you think of, I Feel Pretty. It's all part of this. You know, all of this music, and this is it's a one shot. It's tonight. The performance is this evening, so you don't want to miss it. If people decide later in the day, if they don't make arrangements ahead of time, if they show up,
come to the door,
be able to walk up. Yeah.
Yep. You can walk right up to the door and buy tickets.
So again, tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Strand Theater in downtown Shreveport, great production of West Side Story, in honor, of course, of Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday. So a lot of people are trying to do this. This version that we're doing, from when I was talking with Michael a couple weeks ago on the air, I realized that we're one of the first.
Right, we are.
So another what do you call it? Feather in the cap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Report off.
We have a lot to be proud of here.
All right. Well, my guests have been Steve Aiken, artistic director of Shreveport Opera. And Steve, thank you so much. Break a leg tonight. Obviously, I'll be there with
you. That's right.
I'm looking forward to
it. We'll both break legs.
Well, yeah, okay. All right. And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, get in touch with us at 800-552-8502. Steve, thanks again for being here.
Hey, thanks, Kermit. Appreciate it.